What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. All right. What is up, my friend? Welcome to a special episode here of the Art of Online Business podcast. Rick here. And I'm going to sort of peel back the curtains about what's going on over here at Rick Mulready headquarters as I sit in my office here looking out the window recording this. I'm going to get super vulnerable with you here today. So if you don't like vulnerability and just getting real, now would be a good time to stop because that's going to happen here. So I want to take this opportunity on this episode here today to share with you that I have decided to take a sabbatical. I'm going to take a sabbatical from the business for mental well-being reasons. I'm going to do a 90-day sabbatical, and the sabbatical is going to start on May 1st. And this was not an easy decision to come to at all. I feel like I've done something wrong, to be honest with you, to allow myself to get to this point. I mean, after all, this is a huge part of how I help people, but I'm always my own worst critic, and it is a necessary next step for my health. What I've realized is that I've been struggling with burnout for several months now. And it's so much easier to see burnout in others than it is in ourselves. It got to a point where I was tired and I was lethargic constantly, regardless of how much sleep I got. And I did chalk it up to like, all right, you know what? Well, I just didn't sleep well last night, so I need to get more sleep. I need to be doing more exercise or what have you. I wasn't having as much fun or finding joy in the business and the things that I normally do have fun with and find joy with. I found myself being short with Maya, my daughter, and Amy, my wife, on a regular basis. My anxiety was through the roof, and I went through frequent bouts of depression. I've talked about, you know, the struggles with anxiety here on the podcast before. It's something I've struggled with since I was a kid, and it's been kind of a roller coaster over my life. And I figured this burnout period was just another period of anxiety, which is fairly normal for me, as I just mentioned. And I didn't listen to any of the signs that, you know, the lethargy and being tired and being cranky and, you know, not having as much fun and enjoyment, that I didn't listen to any of those signs until the last month or so. What happened was I started getting headaches every day. And that's not normal for me at all. And I was starting to get headaches every day. I started getting this weird muscle spasm near my left eyebrow. And I had brain fog what felt like every day. And frankly, I've continued feeling exhausted both mentally and physically every day. It's gotten better recently. And I think it's gotten better because I allowed myself to do this, which I'll talk more about here in a minute. And so this was all taking a toll on me, as well as with my time with Maya and Amy. You know, I wasn't present when I was at the park with Maya, for example, or playing Peppa Pig with her, which we do frequently. Amy and I would be talking, for example, and my mind just could not focus. And it was really the headaches that were the last straw. I knew something needed to change, that I needed to take a step back and take a break. And 90 days was kind of the first length of a break that came to mind. So when I started thinking about this, the first conversation I had about this was with Emily, my bookkeeper and CFO, to see if a sabbatical like this was even possible financially. I had no idea. And when I shared with her what's been happening and how I've been feeling, she affirmed for me that, hey, you know what? Sabbatical should be on the table. It should be something to consider. And just hearing that from my CFO, that was a huge relief. And she asked me, I'll never forget this. She asked me, she said, how does it feel to hear that a sabbatical can be on the table? And I remember just feeling this big exhale almost, like the weight on my shoulders just dropped. And it just thinking that was amazing, which is really interesting in and of itself, right? That thought had such a big impact on how I was feeling. And so also in that conversation with Emily, we went through worst case scenarios in the business for when I came back from the sabbatical. We went through best case scenarios. I'm very, very thorough when I make a decision, and I like to look at things from all angles. Now, I knew that it wouldn't be the worst case scenario, right? But I'm also prepared for worst case scenario. I'm prepared for whatever happens. You know, whatever happens after the sabbatical, I'll deal with it. Like something, you know, this break needs to happen. So after I had the conversation with Emily, I then had several conversations with Amy about it. And she was very much on board. You know, once we had, you know, the financial conversation, you know, all right, we're okay. She was very much on board with taking an extended break. One of the first things she said to me was, this might mean we get to have you back. And hearing this crushed me. She knew I've been struggling for a while now. And obviously she saw firsthand how it affected me. And also my role as a dad, you know, to Maya and a husband. And I knew that if I didn't take a break, that I would break in some way. And of course, I don't want that happening, right? I always talk about prioritizing and focusing on your health and your family above all else. It's the foundational business principle and one that I'm always trying to help others with, help you with, you know, listeners of the show here, everybody that I work with in my coaching program, et cetera. It's something that I preach since day one, and I need to prioritize my mental health right now to get back to me, to get back to being way more present with Maya and with Amy and taking care of my brain and overall health. So what this looks like for me is a 90-day sabbatical beginning May 1st. And I'm very aware that doing something like this is very privileged. That's something I've really been sort of wrestling with in my mind. I'm like, who am I to be able to do this sort of thing? And I'm beyond grateful that I'm able to take an extended break. But I'm very aware of, you know, of this and this opportunity I do have. So what am I going to do during this time? I plan to spend time relaxing and exercising and spending more time with Maya and Amy and bass fishing and reflecting. And I'm also going to be going back to New Hampshire to visit my mom, where she is finally now in an assisted living facility, which has been both hard and also really, really good for her. I'm also going to be spending some time on a passion project that I've been working on, sort of on the down low, which you'll hear more about in the not so distant future. And just to give you an idea of what it is, you can see, hopefully you can hear in my voice as I get it, because I'm really excited about this. This is something that has been bringing me a lot of joy and a lot of excitement. So to give you an idea of what it is, I'm creating a tool where you will be able to pick my brain 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's right. You'll be able to ask questions about your business whenever you want and get actual coaching from me based on the decades worth of knowledge and experience that I've gained while I've been running my online business for 10 years. It's really, really cool. And I think this is going to be, I think this is something that's going to make getting expert coaching on growing your business infinitely more accessible for people and allow me to have even greater impact for people who maybe wouldn't have been able to get coaching. This will be the this will be an opportunity for them to do that and for you to do that. Now, you're probably thinking, Rick, what are you talking about right now? Well, this is something, like I said, stay tuned on this. Really, really passionate about this, and I'm really excited about it. And so stay tuned for more information on that. So what have I done with the business, or what am I doing with the business during the sabbatical? So I have paused my accelerator coaching program for the 90 days. I announced this to the members a few weeks ago, and everyone's been really supportive with the announcement, at least outwardly to me. If they're feeling differently, you know, if they're frustrated, I totally get that. But I've experienced nothing but support and, you know, positivity from them. I've created a wait list. So for applications to coach with me in Accelerator, I've created a wait list for those of you wanting to coach with me inside the program after the sabbatical. This podcast, it will continue during the sabbatical. I have batched a bunch of episodes ahead of time. I'm dropping down to one episode per week rather than the normal twice per week during the sabbatical. So you're still going to get episodes here. So you can still, you know, stay subscribed and tuned in here to the podcast each week. I'll be doing one episode per week on Wednesdays. And like I said, they've all been batched prior to. And they're really good episodes coming up. I have also scaled back everything in the business, including my team. But I have kept on my three full-time Filipina assistants. And they're just amazing. I didn't want this sabbatical to affect, you know, their pay because they rely on this. So I didn't want this to affect them. And they're also working on this passion project that I just mentioned. So they'll be plenty busy. But I told them straight off the bat when I told them I was going to be taking a sabbatical, this does not affect their pay. Now, I won't be in the DMs or in email. But if you do happen to email me, my team is going to be checking email occasionally, but just expect a little longer, you know, the normal response. So you might be asking, how did I get here? How did I get to the point where the burnout got so bad, affecting my, you know, mental health and well-being and needing to make a change? Well, to be honest with you, I feel like I'm still working through that and trying to figure that out because I don't work more than 25 hours a week in the business, yet I still feel like I'm going. I have a hard time shutting my brain off in the evenings or on the weekends, which is really exhausting. It's way better than it used to be, but it still happens. And that, you know, constant brain just thinking is really exhausting. And I feel like I think I've shared on the podcast here before, but I figured out a few years ago that I kind of live with this anxiety, I kind of live with a low level sort of underlying fight or flight state, which is not good, right? And that's also exhausting and that affects everything. And this is something I'm actively working on. And as I'm being honest with you, I've considered another thing that's contributed to the burnout. See, I don't think I've ever talked about this before. I've struggled my entire life with this feeling of I'm not good enough in different situations. And this comes out for me sometimes when I'm coaching in my program. You see, I want the people that, you know, I choose to work with to succeed so much. I want nothing but for them to have everything that they want. That I can often have a difficult time setting boundaries with myself. Sorry, setting boundaries with myself. Meaning, if somebody I'm working with is not yet having the success that they want, or something didn't go as well as they were hoping for, that not good enough feeling will rear its ugly head in the form of my feeling like I've let them down. Which I know it's not, I know that's not true. I know that I haven't let them down. That success is completely up to them, right? But I do find myself taking this sort of thing on more often than I care to admit to. And over time, I've realized fairly recently that it's affected me mentally and physically. And that's just, you know, over and over, that's just wearing. And so these are just some of the things that I'll be working on and reflecting on during the sabbatical. And I, like I said, I don't know. I'm still working through it, all these things. And how did I get to this point? And like I mentioned earlier, I do sort of feel like I failed in some way to allow myself to get to this point. But hey, I'm human, right? In my hope that by sharing all this with you, sharing the fact that, you know, hey, I'm taking a sabbatical and sort of why this is happening and how I got here and, you know, everything that's affected and so forth. My hope is that by sharing with you that I'm putting my mental health and well-being first and, you know, taking an extended break, it shows you that taking a stance for your health and for your happiness is possible. And hey, I want to tell you, nobody has it all figured out, no matter what they say, no matter what you hear on podcasts or, you know, whatever nobody has it all figured out. There's always something going on. So for you, maybe it's not a 90-day break. Maybe it's a week or two or three or four. Maybe it's just stepping back and rethinking your business. Is it actually set up for what you really want in life? Is it set up so that it's built around your life and not the other way around? Are you chasing the right goals in your business? Are you chasing meaningful goals? Are you building the business that you want and not what somebody else is calling a successful business? And I hope this opens up some dialogue around the seriousness of burnout, as so few people will admit to being burnt out. Yet I know firsthand, like especially recently where I've mentioned this to a few different people and so forth, like I know firsthand this is going on a lot, that so many people are experiencing right now. But for whatever reason, they don't want to talk about it or admit to it or do something about it. And I just want nothing but rest. And so, yeah, I hope that this opens up some dialogue around that it's okay that you're feeling this way. And there are options to try to deal with it. So if you made it this far in the episode, thank you so much for listening and for allowing me to open up and be vulnerable today with you. As always, I appreciate you and thanks for tuning in each week to the podcast here. Remember, I've got more episodes coming your way lined up. They're all batched and they'll be coming just one episode per week on Wednesdays. And oh, by the way, when I've been batching these episodes for May, June, and July, doing one episode per week, I was like, man, like I'm getting through these really quickly. This is what it was like doing one episode per week. This is so much easier than two episodes per week because I've been doing it for so long. But yeah, they're batched out. Wednesday episodes coming your way. So until next time, my friend, appreciate you. Be well, and I'll talk to you soon.
Don't forget to head down to the show notes below and register for the Platform and Profit Summit that starts May 1st, this Wednesday. where you're going to hear just practical advice that's working right now, this year in 2024, not in years past, right? Like how to build a 90-day evergreen funnel that actually works. Presented by Corinne Crabtree, heard of her? How about minimalist marketing? How to get more eyes on your business by doing less? Or what about 5 simple website fixes to get more clients? I'm not going to read through all of these good talks and strategy sessions, but what you got to take away is this is not theory. It's what's working in people's business. These experts that are speaking, they're sharing the good stuff, behind the scenes stuff. And, you know, I'll be speaking there too on a panel about how to position yourself and your business for more connections and collaborations, because really it's partnering and collaborating with people that brings authority, that brings in steady revenue and profit into my business. So I want you guys to learn and take away strategies and tips and tricks and real systems that you can put to work in your business right now. That link is in the show notes below. Sign up is 100% free, but it does start May 1st. That's in a couple days from now, and I'll see you there. Take care. Bye.